That's the sound of Little Chief inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this year. During their visit, the college musicians discussed their EP, Somewhere Near the River. An anonymous donor helped finance a local contest that allowed about a dozen bands, including Little Chief, to record an EP for free. The Fayetteville-based band is currently working on a full-length album, and last week, the group launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise $10,000 for the project. In May, cellist Matthew Heckman says the band went on a short regional tour and performed in places like Dallas and Waco, Texas, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Columbia, Missouri. He says it was a good experience, and it really changed his perspective on his future as a musician.
The tour was kind of an awakening for me that before the tour, I thought, you know, if Little Chief is big enough to make money to support myself after I graduate, then I'll do that. But if not, then, you know, we'll part ways. It'll just be, you know, this fun thing that we did. And it's kind of always been my dream to play music, but I've always kind of written that off as, you know, nobody, very, very few people make money doing that. And over the course of the tour and over the course of this last year playing shows and playing music, I think all of us have realized that this is what we love. Like, this is our passion, and you know, that if we have a shot at playing music with, you know, each other, our, you know, three best friends for the rest of our lives, then, like, we're going to take that.
The album has been named Lion's Den, which Heckman says is symbolic of this whole process. He says it's scary because he doesn't know what the band's future will be, but they're hopeful. The record will feature 10 songs, which are almost completely done. Heckman says vocalist and guitarist Matt Cooper does most of the band's writing. Cooper is also how they decided to work with a producer in Nashville. Heckman says Cooper is friends with Joe Kane, who earned a Grammy nomination as a guitarist for the Rhett Walker Band. The group's debut single, When Mercy Found Me, was released in 2012 and earned a Grammy nomination for Best Contemporary Christian Music Song. During the University of Arkansas's fall break, Heckman says Little Chief traveled to Nashville to record a single with Kane. The result was Mountain Song, which is used in the video on the band's Kickstarter page and will also be featured on the new album. Heckman says they plan to record the album in January and release it in March. When Little Chief heads back to the studio, the lineup will include Heckman and Cooper, as well as drummer Andrew Myers and bassist John Lewis Anderson. Missing from an earlier configuration of the band is vocalist Ellie Turner.
There's a lot of time that we all put into the band. You know, we're playing shows almost every weekend this semester, and Ellie just felt like she couldn't commit that amount of time to it, just to be fair to us and to be fair to herself. And so she decided to part ways with us, which, I mean, it wasn't some sort of like huge, like, oh, we hate you, you know, like Yoko type situation, but, you know, we're very grateful for everything that she's brought to the band, and very sad to see her go. But, you know, we wish her the best.
Though she won't be touring with the band anymore, cellist Matthew Heckman says Turner's vocals will be heard on the album. When they decided to record a new record, Heckman says they were quoted a price of $1,000 per song, and that only included the recording of a single track. He says they were eventually able to work out a deal where that price would also include the mixing and mastering of their songs. Once they had a goal of how much money they needed to record a new album, the musicians decided to turn to their fans for help financing the project.
We kind of affectionately refer to our fan base as the tribe, which is kind of a reflection of how we feel about our fans and how we hope our fans like feel about us, that we're all kind of a family, like we're in this together. And I think the Kickstarter is kind of a reflection of that you know, that our fans have been with us since the beginning and just have been incredibly supportive. Like we sold out George's, the garden stage of George's, the back room that holds 700 people a couple of weeks ago. And that was just amazing to see. And so, you know, we really appreciate our fans, and we know that that they support us, and we know that together we can make this happen.
Little Chief has until December 20th to raise $10,000. As of now, the group has raised about $3,000 through the Kickstarter fundraiser. As with all projects on the crowdfunding site, contributors get rewards based on varying donation levels. Perks include everything from copies of the album and handmade wood art created by the group's bassist to two tickets to every future concert the band performs. More information on the fundraiser is available by searching for Little Chief on Kickstarter.com. For more about the band, visit littlechiefband.com.